With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. After the Little Shell Tribe of Chippewa Indians gained federal recognition 6 months ago, students from the University of Montana School of Journalism talked at length with tribal members about what that means to them. Here, student Evan Bartle introduces the former chairman of the tribe, John Gilbert.
Gilbert was one of the leaders who helped guide the tribe along the path to recognition. He served as a tribal chairman and can now look back on growing up in a landless tribe and his role in the fight for recognition.
My name is John Gilbert. I'm a Little Shell tribal member and a past chairman for the Little Shell tribe. When I was 5, 6 years old, I used to hear my mother say, when we get federally recognized, oh gosh, the things are going to be good for us and things are going to happen for us. Well, like I said, I've heard that for over 60 years, and to believe that's actually a reality right now, it's just absolutely amazing. I grew up in Harlem. I was born in Helena. I grew up in Harlem and Chinook in Blaine County. There was lots of Little Shell tribal members there. We've went through this stuff where people know that we were Native, you know, and some turned their nose up at us, some didn't, you know. But most of the Little Shell tribal members, you know, they were workers. They worked hard, even though a lack of education was there. But by God, they always had a job. Overall, when I filled in, I was a chairman for about 8 years. But as far as getting involved in it, I would always go to the meetings. I always like to go sit in a meeting and watch this and that. But I was vocal. When you're vocal, people notice you. When you speak up, you know, you got to put your thoughts, give input, you know. So I was always doing that. Elections were up and I got nominated. And I said, well, I'll go for it. And there was three of us, but I was the highest vote getter. So I got in, and that was nearly almost 40 years ago, I believe, you know. And so I was a councilman for the Little Shell for quite some time. Been all over the country for the Little Shell, Washington, D.C., 10, 12 times, and listened to the bureaucratic crap over there. They took me in this back room for a little meeting. It was a storage room was what it was, and they showed me all these piles and stacks and on shelving. That's your history right there, and there was rows and rows of it, 10 foot high. 100 years of paperwork all stacked in this room about the Little Shell trying to get federal recognition. I was stunned, you know, that much paperwork and we haven't got anywhere, you know. We never gave up. We just kept after it. We never gave up. One council would do their share, carry the burden. The next council would do their share. It just went on and on and on for generations. Actually, it's still unbelievable to think that we've actually accomplished it and we got it done. It's exhilarating. We've got a long ways to go yet, but all the things that are coming up for the near future are going to be very exciting. These are going to be good things. Decisions to be made, major decisions on behalf of the Little Shell tribal members. So it's going to be an exciting time.
That was the voice of John Gilbert. For the Native News Project at the University of Montana School of Journalism, I'm Evan Bartle.
This story is part of a series about the Little Shell Tribe produced by the Native News Honors Project at the University of Montana School of Journalism. It's funded in part by the Greater Montana Foundation.